We all know going into business in the first instance can be filled with dread for some people. It can be quite arduous. If you're trying to break away from a job, maybe to set up a business, if you just have an idea, you're not really sure how to bring it to fruition as well. There's so many hurdles, there's so many challenges, so many roadblocks. But some people just seem to have that entrepreneurial flair and that entrepreneurial spirit. So I'd love to introduce you now to Mr. Eamon Callaghan. Eamon is the visionary and the creator of Vision 85. It is a business and co-networking hub in Portlaoise. That is really just the start of things to come. We're going to meet Eamon now, find out the what, the who, the why, and really get an idea what the future for remote working and remote hubs looks like. Eamon, very good evening. You're welcome to Taking Care of Business.
Thanks for having me, Ronan.
Eamon, Vision 85, take us right back to the start. When did it start, and I suppose why?
Well, it started back in 2018. I kind of seen a demand. People were looking at buying garden sheds, what they call garden sheds for offices in the back of their house. And I said, Jesus, there's something here. So what we did is I looked around Portlaoise to see if there's any locations that could actually, you know, work with this model. I actually checked in 35 locations around Leash. I knocked on every door, every businessman's door to say, like, is there any space, the whole lot. So one of them actually came up, which is the one I'm in now in Clamiden Business Park. It was a shell as such, but I could see the potential, and the potential was it had space, it had parking, it was easy access to the motorways. So I approached the owners in 2018 November, got to go ahead, started construction in November/December, and had my first tenants in January. So I decided to create, which was Vision 85, Vision being my vision, and the year 85 is the year I was born. So it was like, it's not really about the name as such, it's just about what you know you can do and achieve. So from there, along with a friend of mine, Wayne Connolly of Connolly Building Services, he literally worked night and day to try build Vision 85 along with me. Now, we've made many a mistake. We've learned from them. We've kind of moved on quickly. And I think having a, you know, likes of a private hub as well, I can make the decisions fairly quickly. And I know there's a lot of hubs out there that can't. And it can affect, you know, progression of days and things like that. But with Vision 85, we started off with what we had and what we could use, and then we put in hot desks, and within 4 weeks I said, this is not going to work. Hot desk doesn't work in rural Ireland. So I turned into offices and had them rented out straight away. I didn't give up on the whole thing of hot desking. I think it's kind of a lost word in the middle or in the rural Ireland, I say, because in the bigger cities I'm trying to find out who the person across the table is, how they're going to help me, who they know that I don't know, things like that. But in rural Ireland I kind of figured out that they just want to go in, do their job. They'll meet you at the coffee machine, they'll meet you in the communal space, whatever else, but they just want their own privacy as such.
Is it the transient nature of a hot desk, or is what really is the key thing that almost puts people off it?
I think it's the openness and not having that bit of privacy. Like when you're in the bigger towns and the bigger cities, that noise actually helps a lot of people, you know, get by their day. But in rural Ireland, they just want to do their own thing. They want to go into their own space, do it a few hours, go off, get a coffee, get their lunch, meet up with you, whatever, and anyone else in the hub and things like that. But yeah, I think that's the problem, is they just want their own space. So I put in pods. We got pods from Allwood, these modulite ones, and they're working very well. Like people come in, they lock the door, leave their laptop in there, go up to the cafe, come back, do their day's work, you know.
Your location, you just mentioned there, it's in Clamiden Business Park. It's just off the M9, so you could say a very strategic location. But when it came to creating a hub like this, any concerns about putting it in effectively an industrial zone?
It was. To be honest, people kind of said I'm mad, like, you need to be in the town. And I kind of says, well, I looked at the model, like, it was in Australia previous to that. And all the epicentre of a lot of those places was the industrial estate. So you can go get good food there. You could have, rent office space and things like that. And I kind of said, this model will work. So for the first while, it was feeling well and people were, you know, it was gaining traction. And as I was filling it, I was continuously building. Like, and I originally only wanted 2 units, but I ended up now, as of now, taking the whole lot. But what I realised is there's a lot of people coming in, like even startups and small businesses would like, they look for direction. They look for, like, I want a space and all that. And what I offer in the hub is I offer all startups 30 days free. But I'll also talk to them and I'll say, listen, you need to talk to such and such, whether it's the local enterprise office, whether it's Leader, whether it's even the business support units in the councils. I'll kind of say, right, to minimise their risk of going to the wrong person at the wrong time. Like, they're at a starting point, they might need advice on, you know, where there's funding or where there's mentorship, the whole lot. And that's what works well in my hub, is I can think on my feet. But the other thing too is, I notice is, I don't kind of create that environment like a hotel where you walk in, you're handed a key and you're kind of forgotten about. I kind of knock on doors, I kind of get chatting to people, you know, what their problems are, kind of come up with a solution. And it works well even in construction. The construction, what we're doing, like, you know, you can always recommend a good plumber, a good painter, a good, and that's what hubs, you know, should be working like, is to promote what's in the area as well. You know,
it can be a tough time at business, that startup phase where you're probably at a young stage as a business to go and actually apply for support and maybe get the advice you need. And sometimes you could be left hanging a little bit, but we're going to come back on that as well. If we go back to when you first started 2018, 2019, of course, that was pre-pandemic, before this whole notion of working from home and remote working kind of got maybe trusted on lots of people, and people like myself who had never worked from home. Now find myself working from home more than anything else. Like, and it's been a seismic shift in terms of how we live our lives. But back then, the development of these hubs was it primarily the state agencies, like, you know, the likes of the enterprise offices that were developing these, county councils rather than private people, certainly in the Midlands?
I'm the only private one in Laois. And my model was completely different. My model is I was literally changing as I was going. Like, I was learning from the person that was coming in the door. So whatever problem they had or thing, I kind of tweaked my whole infrastructure to say, right, this might work a little bit better or that might work better. And what happened with a lot of hubs is they actually went to the bigger cities and used a lot of their setup to kind of come back and build it in the rural areas. And my whole thing was, you can't copy, you know, someone else's hub. You have to look at where you're located, what third level colleges you have close by, your transport links, you know, even with the GEAs, you know, what's the median age group of people in the area? And there you go, build your hub to suit what's in your area. And the funny thing about my hub is, like, about, I'd say 15% of my tenants are from Port Laois. The rest are from all around and they're travelling in. Like, I had people come from Kildare Town, Ross Grey and all to use the hub as well. What the council are doing and the Enterprise Ireland are doing is, like, don't get me wrong, it's great to, you know, look at buildings that get a second lease of life and opportunity for people to go in and use these spaces. But you can't literally follow what's been done in the previous town. You have to have your own selling point, your own USP. And if you don't have that, you will struggle to a certain degree, like, because you're trying to use a model that's worked with someone that's close to a motorway and you're not close to it, you know, that sort of way. So
Port Laois has been often referred to over the last maybe 5 or 10 years as the fastest growing town in Ireland in terms of population. Recent census figures are kind of confirming that and showing actually across the Midlands there is a population growth. So what is it that stands out about Port Laois? Like, what is it that makes the hub successful, and why did people start travelling to it from outside? What is it? What's that unique selling point it has?
Well, we're the crossroads of Ireland. You go one direction, you're Limerick, you go another direction, you're in Dublin, and you're kind of Cork and close enough to Galway. But what, like, Port Laois is, like, we haven't got third level colleges. We haven't got massive manufacturing companies. We have a lot of civil servants. And what happens is a lot of them people that are in the civil service are actually reinvesting in their kids, whether it's, you know, for education, training and things like that. But the thing is, we have a lot of people that were leaving Laois on a daily basis. And what we should be creating is the opportunity. I think I've always been saying is, why don't we create a digital campus in Laois? Literally create something that, you know, look at opportunities, whether it's VR, AR, immersive training, AI, any of that stuff, any of that, you know, those industries, and kind of create, in other words, let Facebook and the Googles kind of go, geez, there's something big happening in Laois, like, we need to, you know, be part of that. And that's what I feel we're missing out on. And also the giant up thinking, like creating think tanks, creating events where people that want that bit of direction. Like, in the last week there now, I've been sitting down talking with the local enterprise office about creating accelerator, you know, investments and things like that for startups and established businesses. That it's instead of more about the financial input, also it's about creating, talking to like-minded people, being in a room and, you know, and looking at the barriers that everyone else is hitting, how they overcome it. And that's the other, you know, opportunity I see that can happen in Laois. And that's one thing I'm pushing at the moment in Vision 85.
You have an idea in your head what that accelerator program looks like.
Yeah.
What is it? Can you tell us?
Well, I've hit more brick walls myself in business, and it's because I didn't have that hand on my shoulder to say, right, slow down. And I only got that, my landlord actually became my mentor, Dennis, and accidentally, but to be honest, he slowed me down to say, right, you're doing 12 jobs, do 5. Give those 2 to someone else, those 2 to someone else. And that's actually helped me speed up my business. But I didn't have that hand on the shoulder up to only about 2 years ago. So what I'm saying is, what we want to create the accelerators is I have a lot of people that are obviously, like, Irish people are interested in investing back in their future and the kids' future. And, like, if there was initially, like, a slush fund as such that they can put in, like, a lot of people don't need €1 million or 100,000. What they need is a base, Vision 85. What they need is the support, what Leo offer as well, with the likes of mentors and all that stuff. What they also need is, like, there's a lot of retired people that want to give back and that still have a bit of fire in their belly, that want to get involved in helping startups or helping establish small businesses. And the initial thing, the last thing then, is putting some sort of seed funding into it. But the one thing about any startup is, and my whole motto is, 50% of something is better than 100% of nothing. And I want to kind of get involved with startups and trying to say, right, what do you need? This is what I have to offer. I can put you in touch with such a person and such a person, you know?
Absolutely. And that's, I think, as well, because no matter, you know, whilst the way we do work and how we do business can change or can alter, particularly when you look at what happened during the pandemic and post-pandemic, fundamentally the principles of how we do business remain unchanged. So when you mention even retired people or people who have that knowledge base or that knowledge bank that they can lend as well, and I suppose hope that it is offered that opportunity as well, particularly with those accelerator programs. But I'm going to take a short break now. Eamon is going to stay on with me in studio, and after break we're going to actually open the doors of the hub, and Eamon's going to take you through it, because it is much more than just desks and office pods and meeting rooms and that. There's a whole other story behind it as well. We'll tap into that, as well as continue to explore that whole area of entrepreneurship, and particularly local and Midlands based entrepreneurship. I am talking working hubs with Eamon Callaghan of Vision 85 in Portlaoise. And before the break, you would have heard Eamon just detailing and outlining his own vision. He said to me during the break, you know, and reiterated his main point, you can't force a hub. You have to create it. And he spoke about how they carved it out and they looked at the needs of the area, the skill sets, the businesses, the industry sectors that were around in order to create Vision 85. He also mentioned at times, you know, people, community, and that is a huge and fundamentally and massive aspect of this hub. Eamon, just begin, I suppose, the words co-working and remote working, though, you don't necessarily like those terms. Tell us why.
It's not that I don't like them. I just think they're misunderstood. Like, you mean, you think remote working, people think you're working out in the bog, you know, and if you're working co-working, they go, I don't come to a room with 50 people. So, like, the new words, I think, you know, you call the flexible / hybrid working, you know, like, it's... And it's a business hub as well, because anyone that comes in there, whether they're working for directly or indirectly with businesses, they're still looking for space like that. Like, you've had, you know, I've had students in that were, you know, doing their thesis and things like that, and they were taking space too. So it's kind of hard to nail down what you are, what identity you are. It's just, you have to kind of be open to everyone and anyone, you know?
I think that's a key point to the next piece we're going to touch on. For anyone that's looking to where your unit is, it's just off Junction 17 and 18 and the M9 in Kilmainham Business Park, opposite Ken Black's warehouse there, and right beside Cloud9 Furniture. As I mentioned, community, people, you know, bringing, you know, having that kind of higher purpose, bringing people together. You've kind of gone the extra level with Vision 85. So I suppose anybody that has driven past it lately or keeps an eye out, the first thing they'll see is the Hangry Goat. Yeah. Start there and tell us about, you know, what you've added to this hub.
Well, I actually got plan permission for the Hangry Goat in 2019, and I just kind of sat in it because it wasn't ready. And then what happened with COVID and things like that. But it was always been something I wanted to do. So I started work in it was meant to open in April, in May, and thing with price of materials and all, it kind of slowed us up. But we opened in the first week of July. So we created a cafe as such, but it took me 6 months to even get my chef. And I wanted him. That's what fitted my model was Kenneth. So I chased him as such, sat down. He's from Banagher, and I kind of liked his energy. So from there, the hub I created was an industrial type cafe. We do everything fresh. The coffee is crack coffee that's done in Laois. The baker's from Laois, Fiona. I try to support as much local as I can. Cheese jams, even the milkman and everything. So my whole philosophy and what I'm trying to do in the hub is support local and create as much opportunity locally as I can. So the Hangry Goat, it actually turned out to be very successful, and we've actually had to expand more seating upstairs. So I've turned my training room now into more seating, and that's going to come online in the next 2 weeks. But what we notice with the food element is, now Portlaoise as such, you can kind of be known as a kind of a fast foodie town, and to kind of get good fresh food as such, you have to either get it in the evening time or kind of look for it. So we've done everything from the breakfast bun to the breakfast burrito. You know, now we've introduced the Wagyu burger. I think we're the only one at least doing the Wagyu beef burger, which is an expensive burger. It's not an everyday purchase as such. It's kind of a Friday, Saturday luxury. They're local as well. Like, me and a friend of mine have started breeding full-blood Wagyus. the most expensive meat in the country or in the world as possible, but it's still Irish, it's still local, and that's my objective.
And I suppose the proof is in the pudding. By pure chance, I just happened to be bringing one of my children over to a birthday party not too far from Vision 85 on Saturday. And we called in then for a cup of coffee. I have to say the cappuccino was exceptional as well, as indeed was the red velvet cookie. That was fantastic, actually. So fair play to you. Wherever you're getting them, it's clearly working. But at that time, about 2:30 last Saturday, the cafe was full. So kind of really, your idea that this is a working hub or a co-working hub kind of goes out the window straight away when you see that the cafe was already full on that. So that's been working really well for you. But you've gone a bit further as well. There's a barber on site.
And a hairdresser.
And a hairdresser.
So the barber actually was positioned on the main street of Portlaoise, and it's my brother. And with COVID and all, I kind of sat back and looked at, right, what's the one thing that people want? And they wanted, you know, access. You know, convenience is what sells. That's the one word that sells all day long, is the word convenience. So they wanted that. And with Vision 85, we have 78 parking spaces. We can get in and get out. You don't have to be stuck in traffic in the town. So we moved the barbershop up. And it was amazing. Like, he's booked 2 weeks in advance. He was in the Booksy app. And from there, then we had an extra space. And he says, why not put in the hairdressers? So we've actually employed two hairdressers there as well. And they're busy from Tuesday all the way to Saturday. What I'm trying to create is, I wanted to bring the what we call the outside in, and kind of get the community in around the place and explore what Vision 85 is, and kind of peered in through the windows and go, that's amazing. And from there, actually, as well, our classes with Ashley and Hennessy have happened, where she's actually doing morning and evening classes with kids, and that's becoming really successful. And the parents can nip in, get a coffee, get in the car as quick as they can, and they're out the gap. We also have a podcast room on site, and that's getting utilised a lot now lately, even with the likes of David Cuddy. But what I wanted to create was not your typical hub. It had to be kind of like, it's like where my future thinking is co-retail. I think co-retail and co-work and co-business is a way that it's not just all about offices. Offices can become bland. And if, like in school, we all sat straight in the desk. Went to college, we all sat straight in the desk. If you don't put creativity and imagination into these spaces, you're going to struggle to kind of fill them as such. So putting these elements in there, like, people look out the window and they're not seeing the same face. They're seeing different faces every day. And even going up to the cafe, whether they get a coffee, they might meet a friend up there. They don't have to hop in their car and go into town. So actually, there's us lowering our carbon footprint too, like, you know. That's the next thing we have to kind of look at, is looking at electric chargers and bike stands and things like that too.
It really is full steam ahead. You've already created 11 full-time jobs in Vision 85. What's next? Have you got room to expand? What's on the cards? I mean, I'm sure I can see it now as you walk out of the studio in a few minutes. You're already thinking of the next.
Yeah, I never stop. That's the problem. And that's probably why herself is kind of putting the brakes on me. I'll have to take it easy. I'm getting married now next year, and I was told to kind of get my priorities right. I never stop thinking. My whole thing is, I get contact from hubs and other businesses that kind of look for advice, or, you know, what, you know, how I could help them kind of bring their space to the next level. And each one of them, you kind of have to go in and explore it and see what ideas can be utilized in the area, and, you know, how you can bring kind of business there. I have 13,500 square foot there in Vision 85. We've currently going to be housing the LOETB, Portlaoise College. They're moving in at the end of this month, and then I probably have one office left. Vision 85 is full. So my whole thing is, I'm always open to collaboration, ideas, anyone that wants any advice. I'd love to create another two or three Vision 85s around the country.
And anyone that wants to find out more, Vision 85, that's vision and the number 85.ie, will get you all the information that you want there. Very briefly, Eamon, the kind of membership model for people, you mentioned they're giving, you know, startups maybe 30 days grace on that, but you also give people discounts on the various services around to kind of attract them in as well.
Yeah, so all my tenants can get 20% off in the barbers, the hairdressers and the coffee shop. And I think that's kind of, you know, when they're paying out initial big costing every month, I only do a month-by-month basis, so pay as you go. These long-term contracts and all, it's very hard to control them, and it's very hard to kind of put pressure on the person that's in there saying that, no, you must sign a minimum of a year. So, like, when they're paying that cost, is to kind of give that bit back, that you're getting more than just an office. You're also getting to use the facilities on site. I'm 24/7 access. And the thing about it too is, like, if someone comes into me and says they want the office two or three days a week, instead of you charging the initial €20 a day, you can, you know, you can work something with them that it takes that financial burden off them. Because at the end of the day, when they have bums on the sea, it's good for Vision 85, you know.
And ultimately, something that's the, at that very early stage for people as well, that could be, you know, some of the struggle is just having that regular, you know, cash flow for their business. But I mean, by meeting someone like yourself there, and certainly the community and the hub, it sounds like things can really work for them as well. Eamon, thank you so much. It's been fascinating listening to you. And I think anybody listening also knows this is probably just the start of something as well. But a huge achievement in the last 3 years, given everything that's happened globally and nationally and locally here too. All the very best with Vision 85 as it goes forward. And looking forward to hearing many more updates from it.
Thanks very much, Ron.